Hello, aqui é o Teacher Fábio Emerim e antes da gente começar com o episódio de hoje, eu queria dizer que se você está comprometido a começar a se dedicar aos estudos de inglês, mas não sabe como começar, temos um e-book para você. Chama-se Roteiro de Estudos e está aqui o link na descrição desse episódio. É só ir ali e baixar. Nele, vamos te ajudar a entender os seus objetivos e o seu perfil de aprendizagem para que você consiga montar um roteiro de estudos que se encaixe na sua rotina e nas suas necessidades, sejam eles para viagem ou algum outro objetivo específico. Além disso, vamos te mostrar como usar mais de 10 ferramentas gratuitas disponíveis na internet para você consultar e praticar suas habilidades em inglês. Então, se você quiser estudar inglês, mas não sabe como, a gente te ajuda. Já falei, né? Esse e-book, Roteiro de Estudos, está para baixar de forma gratuita na descrição deste episódio. And now, without any further ado, 5 Terrifying Ghost Stories from Ireland. Number 5. The Haunted Cottage of Conaill, Fermanagh. The Site of Paranormal Activity. The first on our list of most terrifying ghost stories in Ireland takes place in Fermanagh, in the area of Conaill, near the Fermanagh-Tyrone border, sits an isolated abandoned cottage. In 1911, this was the home of the Murphy family, who were apparently victims of poltergeist activity. Mrs. Murphy was a widow who, along with her children, began to hear mysterious noises at night. Knocks on the door, footsteps in the empty loft, and unexplained creaks and groans. Then, other strange occurrences began, such as plates traveling across tables seemingly on their own, and bedclothes moving around in empty beds. Soon, more extreme and frequent paranormal activity began to occur, with pots and pans thrown violently against the walls, and furniture elevated from the ground. A coldness permeated the cottage as mysterious shapes appeared and disappeared through the walls. The house became the talk of the area, and neighbors, local clergymen, and a local MP visited, becoming shocked witnesses to the strange events. A Catholic priest from nearby Maguire's Bridge performed 2 exorcisms to absolutely no avail. The haunting continued along with the family's terror. Soon, rumors circulated that the family had somehow brought the demonic activity on themselves. With no local support and now in fear of their lives, the Murphys emigrated to America in 1913. But the story did not end there, as apparently the poltergeist followed them. Their cottage in Conaill, now a ruin, was never lived again. Today, visitors say it retains an oppressive atmosphere. Number 4. A Haunted Mansion in Sligo, home to Egyptian artifacts. On the Coolera Peninsula in Sligo, William Phibbs built a stately mansion known variously as Seafield or Leshin House. The mansion overlooked the sea, and with over 20 rooms, it stood out as an opulent symbol built at the height of the Great Famine by a man who was a cruel and unsympathetic landlord. By the early 20th century, his descendant, Owen Phibbs, housed a collection of Egyptian artifacts, including mummies, at the house. Seemingly, this stimulated the activity of a violent poltergeist. According to some servants, the house often shook and objects would smash into the walls at random. A ghostly horse-drawn coach rumbled up the avenue at night, only to disappear at the entrance door. Several exorcisms were conducted at the house, yet the activity did not cease. The Phibbs family strongly denied the haunting, as it became difficult to retain servants, and no one knows what prompted them to leave abruptly in 1938, never to return. Agents organized for all the house contents, even the roof, to be sold. It is now a ruin, covered in wild Atlantic ivy, occasionally visited by those interested in its paranormal history. Number 3. A Vampire in Derry, one of the most terrifying ghost stories in Ireland. In Derry, in a district known as Lough Taverty, you can find a grassy mound called Ochathain's Domen, marked by a single thorn tree. It is said that a vampire is contained within it. In 5th century Derry, a chieftain known as Abertach was notorious for his vindictiveness and cruelty towards his own tribe. He had a strange, deformed appearance, and rumors abounded that he was an evil wizard. When he died, his relieved people had him buried in a manner befitting a man of his rank. However, the day after his burial, his seemingly alive corpse reappeared in his village, demanding a bowl of fresh human blood or else terrible retribution. His terrified former subjects turned to another local chieftain, Cathain, and asked that he kill Abertach. Cathain killed him 3 times, and after each murder, Abertach's gruesome corpse came creeping back to the village, searching for the blood. Finally, Cathain consulted a holy Christian hermit for guidance. He ordered Abertach be killed using a wooden sword made of yew, buried head downwards, and weighted with a heavy stone. Finally, he ordered the planting of thorn bushes tightly in a circle around the burial site. On following these instructions, Cathain at last confined Abertach to his grave. To this day, the locals there avoid the mound, especially after dark. Number 2. The Faceless Lady of Belvely Castle, Cork. A Story of Mirrors. Belvely Castle sits prominently on the shore of Great Island in Cork Harbour, and it is the site of our next tale in our list of the most terrifying ghost stories in Ireland. In the 17th century, a woman called Margaret Hodnett lived there. At the time, mirrors were a status symbol with the wealthy, and Margaret was known for her love of this to remind her of her renowned beauty. She had an on-off relationship with a local lord called Clon Rockenby, who asked for her hand in marriage many times, which she refused. Eventually, Rockenby decided that the humiliation was enough and raised a small army and go to the castle to take her by force. He thought the Hodnetts, used to a luxurious life, would not withstand the siege. However, they surprised him by holding out for a full year before surrendering. When he entered the castle, Rockenby was shocked to see the state of Margaret. He found her skeletal and starved, a shadow of her former self, her beauty gone. Out of rage, Rockenby smashed her favorite mirror to pieces. As he did so, one of the Hodnets killed him with a sword. After these events, Margaret descended into insanity. She sought out mirrors constantly to check if her beauty had returned. However, it never did. She died in old age at the castle, and her troubled ghost appears as a lady in white, sometimes with a veiled face and sometimes with no face at all. Those who have seen her say that she looks at a spot on the wall, then rubs it as if looking at her reflection. Apparently, one stone on the castle's wall has been rubbed smooth over the years. Perhaps this is the spot where her mirror used to hang? Belvely has largely been unoccupied since the 19th century, but is currently undergoing renovation. Number 1. The Murder Jester of Malahide Castle, Dublin. A Tragedy of Love. King Henry II of England had Malahide Castle built in the 1100s, and the palace boasts many hauntings. In its early days, opulent medieval feasts were held there. Such events would not be complete without minstrels and jesters providing entertainment. One of the jesters, nicknamed Puck, is thought to haunt the castle. The story goes that Puck saw a lady prisoner at the feast and fell in love with her. Perhaps while trying to help her escape, guards stabbed him to death outside the castle, and in his dying breath, vowed to haunt the place forever. There have been many sightings of him, and many visitors say they have seen him and photographed his spectral features appearing in the thick ivy that grows on the walls. Places such as Malahide Castle seem to be magnets for strange and paranormal activity. Many have noted other supernatural occurrences in its long history. In more recent years, a portrait of a lady dressed in white had hung in the great hall of the castle. At night, her ghostly figure walks out of the painting and wanders through the halls. Might she have also been seeking Puck out to rescue her from her prison? And here we end this creepy episode of Way Ahead. Voltando para o português rapidinho, se vocês quiserem acompanhar essa história, essas histórias que eu contei para vocês aqui, elas estão publicadas em IrelandBeforeYouDie.com, que está na descrição deste episódio. É só chegar ali, clicar e ler para acompanhar o áudio. Ok? That's it, my dear friends. I hope you are not too scared. Teacher Fábio Emerim vai ficando por aqui. And see you next time.